Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala November 5th with Chef Ligia Carrizawa of Italy Brazil and Andrew Zimmern of Bizarre Foods for a gourmet affair benefiting student scholarships. Information available at stmartin.edu/gala.
Well, Nance, it's warm weather. It's sandwich time. I've been making sandwiches, but I've been making them in an entirely new way.
Don't tell me, on your waffle iron?
No, but okay, I'm glad you mentioned it, though, because I definitely want to try it. One of my very favorite go-to sandwiches is just a plain old ham and cheese sandwich. And for a long time now, I've always preferred to have that ham sliced really thin. And I guess it's not just me, because when I go to the deli counter, they always say, oh, would you like that shave? But here's what I've been doing lately. I've been making hot and cold sandwiches, and there's nothing feels better in your mouth than a sandwich that is both hot and cold at the same time. And I'm talking about a ham and cheese sandwich.
So which part of it is cold, then? The ham? Obviously, right?
No, just the opposite. Don't get the thin ham. Get the thick ham. It should be at least a quarter to a third of an inch thick. And fry it, you know, till it chars a little bit, gets nice and brown, both sides. Then onto the bread. I use 147 grain bread for that extra nutrition. I like mayo on my ham sandwich, but lately I've been putting a few drops of Maggi seasoning into the mayonnaise.
That's the magic stuff they use to make your banh mi sandwich taste so delicious.
That's exactly right. It's a real umami bomb. Then cold lettuce, iceberg, of course, for extra crunch, and room temp, like my IQ, cheese. So you have everything either room temperature or cold except that nice thick slice of hot ham in the middle. You bite into that and you've got all this texture and different temperatures and it's just really lovely. Now, you once scoffed at me for this, but I highly recommend that you eat one half of your sandwich lettuce side up, the other half lettuce side down, just for some variety.
You know, Stein, sandwiches are such a personal thing. In my family, there's a kind of a question between who likes thin sliced ham. And I like thin on a sandwich. Mac likes thick on a sandwich. But I want to tell you about something that really turns us all on. And that's this cottage bacon I found at the meat counter at my local QFC. I'm sure they have it elsewhere. It's Hempler brand out of Bellingham. Do you know what cottage bacon is?
No, I don't. But one of my other favorite hot and cold sandwiches involves bacon. So I'm all ears.
Okay, well, you need to know about this. It's made from the shoulder, not from the belly.
Uh-huh.
It's cured and alderwood smoked, but it's not really heavily smoked like regular bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's lean, so it looks and tastes more like ham. It's perfect when you griddle it. I use it for ham and eggs or bacon and eggs, and it's great on a BLT sandwich instead of streaky, fatty bacon. Unlike sandwich ham, it doesn't get all slimy if you bought a little too much. You know, it lasts longer, and that's one of the things I really like about it.
I'm definitely going to look for some of that because my other favorite hot and cold sandwich is on a toasted English muffin, and incidentally, I'm now making my own.
Oh, Stein, you're so full of yourself.
Yes, I know. If I were any more full, I'd just burst. On top of that toasted and buttered English muffin, cold, cold sliced Velveeta and hot bacon. Oh. Now, I want to move on to one more thick-sliced meat. Remember when we made our homemade pastrami?
How could I forget it?
Me neither. It was really great. It's been, I think, close to a year, but in any event, DeGroote is out of town. So I'm going to make it again. But here's the thing, Nance. That recipe that we had called for brining the brisket for a week before the next steps.
It was like 4 days, 4 days,
yeah.
5 days.
Basically, just making a corned beef, which you then crust with the spices and stuff and bake slowly.
I know where you're going.
You
know, why not use corned beef?
Why not just start with the corned beef? And that is what I am going to do this weekend. And I'll have a full report on our next food for thought.
Forget a full report, Stein. I'm coming to Tacoma just so that I could eat some of it.
With the Bacon Betty of KPLU.
Nancy Leeson. He's Dick.
A real ham.
Stein.